Welcome to Peers Like Me, a podcast hosted by Western New York Independent Living. Today, our guest is Ronnie Bell, an independent living specialist at Independent Living of Niagara County, and recent recipient of the Heart, Love, and Soul Award from a collaboration of 32 nonprofit agencies serving Niagara County's homeless and impoverished residents. Our host is Mara Kelly, the voice of the individuals WNYIL serves. Peers Like Me podcast is a regularly broadcasted podcast which educates, empowers, and enlightens our community's understanding of those who have behavioral health barriers and how the utilization of various skills, techniques, services, and supports results in those impacted living fulfilling community membership and participation. Peers Like Me podcast is based on the belief that those who live with disabilities have the right to choose, advocate, and understand everything about living their own life. About today's guest, Ronnie Bell has been a community fixture in the city of Niagara Falls for over 40 years. He was raised by his community, which began with the example of his grandparent when he was a child. He currently works in Niagara Falls at the Independent Living of Niagara County as an independent living specialist. On August 20th, 2024, Ronnie was honored by Heart, Love, and Soul, a grassroots initiative comprised of over 32 not-for-profit local agencies who give their all to improve the lives of destitute citizens. Ronnie was honored with the 2024 Heart, Love, and Soul Award for his contributions. Peers Like Me sat down with Ronnie to learn more about him, his community involvement, and this recovery journey, all of which exemplifies his dedication to giving back what he has truly received.
Greetings. Welcome to Peers Like Me. My name is Mara Kelly, your host from the Western New York Independent Living, and today we have a special guest, Ronnie Bell, from the Independent Living Center of Niagara County. Ronnie is an independent living specialist with the ILNC, and welcome, Ronnie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So we're here today in Niagara County because Ronnie was given a great award from a local agency that's a combination of many not-for-profits called Heart, Love, and Soul. It's a collaboration of 32 agencies for his volunteer work in the community. So congratulations, Ronnie.
Thank you.
So what is this award and what's this about? Like, so, yeah.
Well, I was quite surprised when they offered me the award. I almost turned it down. I became acquainted with them when I got sick.
Okay.
So, and my wife passed away about 7 years ago, so I was kind of lonely, and they had...
So where is this place? What is it? The Heart?
Heart, Love, and Soul is a center in my community where I live.
Okay.
So it's maybe 3 blocks from my house.
Okay, in Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I would be lonely around the house, I would go down there to socialize.
Okay.
You know, because I knew everybody in the community.
Right.
Where I live at, I've been living there 37, 38 years.
Wow, wow. So. Was the agency there before you or after you?
No, they came after
okay,
me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they came right. after me. So, when I moved into the neighborhood, it was the Catholics owned most of it.
Okay.
And the nuns, my next door neighbor was the priest.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed over time. And actually, there's a... The Catholics actually run Heart, Love, and Soul.
Oh, okay, all right.
Through Niagara University.
Okay. And Niagara University is a Catholic university.
Yes.
So, yeah. And it's still going, the Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, Sister Beth and I were friends.
All right.
And it was her dream child for Heart, Love, and Soul to have a social piece to it. And it was that she wanted to be able to do more in the community than just feed them.
Right.
She wanted to be able to feed the spirit and the health and everything. So they started to have nurses and haircuts, and it became a place for the homeless to come to where they could get a shower and change clothing and stuff like that. And they offered rooms for other people and other organizations to come in so that they could do case management.
So they could do their services there.
Exactly.
Like the agency come to the people instead of the people.
Yes.
So I know for me and many, many people with disabilities and just the community, isolation is such a big problem.
Yes.
And I know homeless, when I was homeless, I didn't do much socializing, you know, so I wasn't around many people. So to be with other people, that's a significant impact on the community. So, yeah.
Well, I needed it at the time. I was really depressed. And my wife and I were fixtures in the community.
Okay.
My grandmother as well. So we were pretty much known in the community. And my grandmother was active in the community. She was part of Chat and Chew for the senior citizens.
Oh, okay.
Well, they would have a meal and make quilts and stuff like
that.
Okay,
all right.
And that was where my volunteering started, was with her, you know. And like they would go to her house and have a pot on and play cards. And a lot of those women were amputees and stuff like that. So my grandmother would call me to assist them in getting their cards and everything. So.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, we're talking 40 years.
Wow. So it's pretty much in your blood just to give back.
The way I grew up as well, my parents that I call mom and dad was in their 70s and 80s when I was born.
Wow.
So I am a kid of the community.
So like it takes a village kind of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So then you started volunteering. You're using services. You're benefiting from it.
No, I never
to socialize
services. I would just go there and hang out.
Oh, okay. So you were sort of like a volunteer.
Sometimes I wouldn't even go in. I just...
Just hang out.
You
weren't an official. You weren't an official.
No.
But you're just hanging out, getting social skills and addressing loneliness or feeling better. When you left, you felt better than when you came in?
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't spend the whole day alone.
Right, yeah.
And that's what it was. I was spending the whole day alone.
Right.
At the time, I didn't even have my dog.
Your dog named Blue, right?
Rocky,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're in recovery. Mm-hmm. So talk about your recovery. Well, you know, it's appears like me. It's people with recovery, you know, journeys.
Well, I just wanted to be clean.
Right.
Because... Okay. The drug use was killing my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It separated me from God, how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And and I was sick. So I went to a meeting.
What kind of meeting?
NA.
Okay, a Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
Yeah, I went to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. And I continued to go. I took their suggestions. I did 90 meetings in 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
I got a sponsor, I got a home group, and I got involved in Narcotics Anonymous. Remember, I was sitting at home doing nothing.
Right.
So I got involved in Narcotics Anonymous, and as I did that, the area saw fit to give me a position.
Okay,
people believed in me.
The Narcotics Anonymous area in Niagara County?
Yeah,
or?
Niagara Falls, So they gave me a position.
All right.
And they made me the regional committee member.
Okay.
So that meant that I would have to go to region. And at that time, it was before COVID, and we had to travel to different places.
Okay.
You know, we went to a different area every other month. And in that process, I actually met the director of Independent Living in Niagara County.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
And so, you know, the way we conduct the business at region... And I was always focused on the newcomer and what we could do to help the person coming behind me.
Right. So the whole part of Narcotics Anonymous is people stay clean by helping other people.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And so she says, Ronnie, you would make a great independent living specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I don't want to work, you know.
Right.
Because at the time, I was still, you know, a little depressed and... So I was going out of town to visit my mother, and she says, well, you know, we got a job opening coming. Would you be interested in it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, you know. So I went to see my mother, And she was like, "Why you need to go on?" Right. You know,
which is pretty funny. So you're suffering from depression. You're feeling down. Yeah. Oh, work. Oh no, you know, which is part of being depressed. You know. So
little did I know that that would change my life.
Yeah.
You know, my life had changed when I stopped getting high.
Right.
But as I stayed clean, it started to expand, and I had certain talents that would fit the community. So. When she brought me in, she found out that I had this thing with numbers and a really great memory.
Oh, okay, all right.
So she says, you know, you thought about being a benefits advisor. So I'm like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever you suggest. She said, well, Ronnie, you got this memory where you store the information. So I was like, she spawned, independent living sponsors me.
Oh, for a training from Cornell University.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a benefits advisor. What does a benefits advisor
do? Well, I've been able to help a lot of people get their disabilities. Right. But also, AccessVR refers people to us for
The vocational program for people with disabilities.
Yeah, exactly.
And many people on disability, collecting federal and state Social Security, a fear of getting any income or working because they're going to lose their benefits.
Yeah, so I show them how they can still work, get benefits, and it's called a work incentive.
Okay, all right.
So I show them the incentives for them to work, whether they are SSI or Title II, which is SSDI.
Right.
You know.
So how did that impact your life? So that.
So I got to meet a lot of different people, and it started to make me feel better about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got low self-esteem, I think the greatest thing you can do is serve others.
Yeah.
And through service of others, it helped me to feel better about myself. You know, I'm not religious or anything like that, but I read this guy, he had some followers, and they was going down the road one day, and the followers, he had told them he was going to leave eventually. And they were arguing about who was going to be the leader.
Right, right.
When he left, right?
Right.
And so that night he got them together and he washed all their feet. And he says, the one among you who is the greatest is the one who serves the rest.
Right.
So I took that to heart.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be of service to others. And it has helped me tremendously in my own spiritual growth and everything.
And I've known you for a while. So you're not like on billboards or TV saying I'm saving everyone. I help. No. So when Heart, Love, and Soul told you, hey, we're gonna give you an award. What happened there? What was? So
I told him I had to think about it.
Right.
And I came back and discussed it with Michelle.
Okay. Michelle is the director of Independent.
Yes.
So what did you have to think about? I was like, yes, yay, I'm, you know, look
like
at me.
I don't like being in the spotlight.
Right, okay.
I prefer to be in the background, you know what I mean? And a lot of times that come from my past.
Right.
My point, my perspective is where I come from. It's like, you know, it's like sometimes I feel unworthy still.
Right, right.
You know, that, you know, how I used to live, like, well, where Heart, Love, and Soul is, I used to beat people up in that parking lot 30 years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so sometimes I feel like I don't deserve to be there,
right?
You know what I mean?
But you've helped so many people, like, just by showing up.
Yeah. Even before I started working here, people would come to my house, and they were like, can you get us in rehab? You know, I was doing that before I ever started.
Right,
I was helping people in other ways.
So you weren't. So they just came because it seems like you were approachable.
They knew who I was.
Okay.
They knew what my history was.
And by you promoting it or spreading out your resume or anything.
Just attraction. They saw.
Yeah.
The
by
difference.
You living.
Yeah.
A recovery program.
They saw the difference in me.
Yeah.
So. And they would pull up and blow the horn. And the lady would say, my husband needs help, you know.
Wow.
What can you do for him? I said, well, bring him to see me. I see what he wanted. I said, I can't force him.
Right.
You know.
And so you helping the people reach out is really helping yourself.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a selfish thing. you know. So yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But it's an inside job.
It is. Yeah. It truly yeah. is. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't need to fly a flag.
Right.
So this is how I see it. I need not take credit for God's work because
right.
it's really not mine.
Right. Right.
You know. So I don't want right. any of that.
Yeah. So have you always been a loving, kind, generous person?
Heart of a Soul season.
Right, thing. Yeah, so, okay.
Again, it goes back to how I grew up.
Yeah.
I remember, I was conceived from a rape.
Oh, okay.
And right. nobody wanted me.
Right.
So my great-grandparents took me, and they was in their 70s and 80s. Now, I went home about 10 years ago, and I always go visit the people from my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And a lot of the ladies were still alive at that time. And I had multiple mothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I had one family used to take me to the drive-in on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I had one family used to take me to sports events. If my grandmother was sick, I had one family that I would live with. You know, so my whole community raised me.
Right.
So I'm definitely a product of my community. My daughter, I have a 16-year-old, and she's really introverted. And so she lives with me in the summer and holidays. Mm-hmm. And so her chore every day is to walk the fence of the yard, pick up all bases, there's no paper
right,
in the yard.
Yeah.
And anybody walks by, she's just say good morning, good afternoon, introduce mm-hmm. herself,
yeah.
and find out who they are in
yeah.
the community. So I teach her the same thing.
Right.
You know.
So it's interesting that you're saying a community raised you,
yeah.
and you're giving back to your community.
Yeah.
So it's a full circle.
Yeah. So I always been a part of it.
Yeah.
Yes. I was the kid who had the bike with the saddlebags, the big saddlebags,
yeah.
and my great grandmother would give me a note, and I would ride my bike to town, and I would get the groceries and bring them home.
Wow.
When mail came, I learned to read real early, mm-hmm. maybe about 4 or 5 years
yeah.
old, I could read.
Yeah.
And so I would read the mail to them. I would start to fill out
right.
forms and stuff when I was 7, 8 years old.
Wow. And you were an engineer for many years, right?
Yeah.
So
God prepared me as a child for what
yeah.
I would have to do.
Yeah.
My wife got sick,
mm-hmm.
I used to bathe her and dress her and everything, you know. It was like deja vu with my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've been here before.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, with your granny, you know. So God prepared me as a child for what I was
wow.
facing as an adult.
Wow. So I just want to note that your supervisor, Michelle Scheib, is the one that contacted me. You did not contact me.
No.
And made me aware of this wonderful acknowledgement that your community gave you.
Yeah.
And I sought you out for you to share with us.
Yeah.
So I really want to thank you. You know, keep on doing what you're doing. What if people had questions for you or want to contact you with any information? Can you share how people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, I can always be reaching to leave a message. If I don't answer, I will contact you within 24 hours,
okay.
unless it's the weekend.
Right. Message where?
716-284-4131, extension 208.
Okay.
Independent Living of Niagara County.
All right. Ronnie Bell, thank you so much. You've been listening to Peers Like Me, a regularly scheduled podcast that talks about people in recovery and how they contribute to our community and stay recovered. Thank
yeah.
you very much, Ronnie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Peers Like Me, a podcast that explores issues related to behavioral health, sponsored by Western New York Independent Living, Inc., with the assistance of the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Today, our guest has been Ronnie Bell, an independent living specialist at Independent Living of Niagara County and recent recipient of the Heart, Love, and Soul Award. Our host has been Maura Kelly.